This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They came in back into the game down 6 with 27 seconds to go. The odds of you winning that game at that point are slim to none.
Right.
Oh, I got nothing about Jalen. I got nothing to rip him about. You guys think I just kiss his ass?
Tell us.
So, they make the crazy comeback. OG hits the three. They're within one with 5 seconds to go. They foul Cade Cunningham. Credit to Cade, makes both free throws. So now, the Pistons wisely foul.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Deuce McBride goes to the line. 2.6 seconds to go. We're clearly down by three. He's got to miss the second. Make the first, miss the second.
Right.
Okay? He misses the first.
So now you definitely got to miss the second.
Which is, you're going to have to miss the second either way, right. But now you got to hit a three. Because if you make the first and miss the second, all you need is a tip and you tie the game up. So once he misses the first, now the odds of the Knicks coming back are slimmer. There's 2 seconds to go. You not only have to miss the free throw, you got to tip it back to somebody. They got to take a three. Could it happen? It could. Very rare.
Got tipped back.
Got to be. Right. Where was Jalen Brunson? When Deuce McBride is purposely missing the second free throw, what did Jalen Brunson do? Does anybody know?
I don't, because I don't remember seeing him.
Yeah. I'll tell you where it was. Do you remember where it was, Tommy? Any idea?
Well, he wasn't near the basketball because it was basically bouncing with nobody around it.
He was in the paint. He needed to be on the perimeter so that if someone tips it back, you can do the only thing that can save you, which is attempt a Hail Mary game-tying three.
So he wasn't aware of what needed to happen.
Well, I don't know what he was thinking or what he was aware of.
Because the ball got tipped back. I don't think there was a Nick anywhere near it. I'm trying to remember now. He misses. It goes up. It gets tipped all the way back past the three-point line, and there's no Nick around it.
And Jalen is nowhere near the arc where he needs to be.
Right.
Obviously, you need someone to tip it back to, but that's your only chance. So I'm watching this. What's he thinking?
All right, so to me, I know you can put that on Jalen Brunson, but this is also on the coach.
That's fine. You can blame the coach.
This is also like the last-minute reminder. Hey, you know what? We're missing the second one, regardless. Be in around the three-point line, right? Don't be in the paint. It's just like the defensive lineman. Hey, man, they're trying to draw you off sides. Don't jump off sides. Even though you know that, you're just getting told it tells you not to jump off sides. This is coaching in so many different ways.
We could
talk about it from a player accountability standpoint. That matters as well. But it is also the little things in reminding you about coaching.
I know we're doing a show, and I respect the show. My wife respects the show. She's texting me. She's not happy with me. That's all I'll say. She's not happy with me. She said, what am I hearing about this Detroit thing?
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is we're going to Detroit, right. Obviously. We're going there tonight. Me and Sean are going to drive after the game. I know you got approval from your wife. I thank her for that.
Yep.
And we're on our way. We're going to do the show tomorrow from Detroit. We're going to go to the game, and then we'll probably do another show. Jeez.
Oh, here's my pants, Evan. I'm ready to go. I got my pants ready.
Oh, you got your pants ready to go?
Back.
My wife said she left me a voice message.
Oh, jeez.
Can I ask her if I could play it on the air?
Yes.
Can I play this on the air? Do I even need to ask her permission? Can I just play it? She's my wife.
No, you need permission.
I need permission?
I think you need permission.
She says, if you want. Mm. All right, want to break the glass? We may have breaking news
for
my wife.
Hold on. All right.
My wife has left me a voice message. I guess she left it like 2 minutes ago. I didn't even notice it. And she's saying she doesn't seem happy about Detroit.
Right.
So my assumption is this is about Detroit. I don't think it's about laundry or anything else.
She's probably paying for the flights.
You think so?
Or maybe
right.
she found
I don't want you to drive.
Maybe she found the cup with urine in it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my beautiful wife making her WFAN debut.
Baby, you know I love you so much, and I put up with a lot of your craziness words. You spend many nights at Citi Field, you go to Brooklyn all the time, and I even let you go on road trips. I don't even get bothered when I hear you urinating in a bottle instead of taking 30 seconds to actually walk downstairs to go to the bathroom. But I'm sorry, I have to put my foot down. Detroit? And not just Detroit. Detroit to go see the Knicks, a team you hate, a team that you curse out all the time as you're watching their games. Wow. I'm sorry, baby. I can't do it. You aren't going. I love you, but you want to get in a car and drive 10 hours each way to watch a 2-hour basketball game in Detroit. I'm sorry. I never do this because I'm a very supportive wife.
She is.
But I'm putting my foot down. I forbid you from going to Detroit.
Wow.
But don't worry. I'll make you a deal.
Oh.
If the Nets ever get good enough to not just make the playoffs, but actually win a few playoff games, I'll let you go to Detroit to see them, but not the Knicks.
The Nets still in the league.
Wow.
Anyhow, I love you, baby. And please remember to put the toilet seat down tonight. I almost fell in.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Yesterday.
That did happen.
Wow. All right, so I guess I'm out. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not fighting with that.
Very ironic.
I'm a loser.
I brought pants, Evan. Apparently, you don't wear them either. I mean, jeez.
Hold on.
You can have Sean's. They'll be big.
She did preface all the games I go. I'm going to the Met game tonight.
I am too. She's right.
I mean, she says a lot of stuff that I can't argue with.
No, she's right.
I hate the Knicks.
And Detroit is not a hop, skip, and a jump.
No, it's not.
Guess we're not going to Detroit.
By the way, on behalf of Mrs. Roberts, let me just say thank you. Because I certainly didn't want to get in a car for 10 hours either. Baby, I'm coming home.
Wait, well, hold on. So you never actually wanted to go?
I wanted to go watch the Pistons and Knicks on Thursday night.
Did you actually want to go?
I mean, my wife and daughters are leaving for Summit in Orlando for CJA. You know, I went last weekend to watch the world's teams. Well, they're actually competing this weekend. And so they're leaving tomorrow. I mean, what am I doing with my dogs? It was going to be complicated.
Yeah. Wait, if the Pistons played in the Poconos and it was quick like Philly last year, I'm in.
So why did you guys wait for my wife to put the kibosh on it when either of you guys could have said, we're not going?
Because
now you got my wife embarrassing me.
Because I didn't want to be the party pooper. It helped last year.
It did. It did. We had
fun
last year.
We were the catalyst.
And Evan, we see your sad eyes when you have a plan. We can't tell you no.
Wow.
Now, did any of us talk to your wife and tell her to do this?
Maybe Bantiki did. Well, I think the guy that deserves the apology is Tommy Lugauer. Tommy, I tried, bro. I wanted to go. It was going to be a good time. I already had the tickets picked out. I'm not. First of all, I love my wife. She is the best. I ain't arguing with her. And if you guys want to kill me for that wear the pants, fine.
You would argue with her, but just not over this.
I would argue with her, but not over this. Correct. Yeah. Especially, see what she said at the end? Warm me up. Nets ever get there, I'm good to go.
I'll say this.
Well, she knows that's never happening. That's why she promised you that.
You did marry a keeper. I mean, the fact that this was a bigger deal than you urinating in a cup upstairs in your house. Yeah. And she says that. I mean, look, you found a winner, man.
And the poor woman's swimming in toilet water because you don't put the seat down. You got to send a Coast Guard for her. I mean, she puts up with a lot. It's tough to push back on this one. I want to rip you for it, but it's really tough. She laid it out brilliantly.
So, to the Knicks, you got to do this on your own.
Mm.
Okay, last year we saved you in Philadelphia. We all went there. We rallied the troops.
Right.
We took over the building.
Yep.
We led an invasion
of
Philadelphia.
We even went to WIP to do our show.
That's right.
We even literally took punches for you.
Yes. That's right. We did it all.
Their studio is much better than ours.
Very pretty.
Those
beautiful.
Immaculate. Could eat off the floor.
But this year, you got to do it yourself. I mean, that's really the message to the Knicks. You got to do it yourself. Now, if there's anybody out there who is going to Detroit, we will be more than happy to make you the official Evan and Tiki correspondent.
Ah, that's a good idea.
In Detroit. So if you're going out there, we will be with you in spirit. We'll pop you on the air. We'll get the feel for the arena. If you're going tomorrow night, we'll put you. We'll have a good old time. But clearly we're out. Mm. So my apologies. I'm sorry, Tommy. Tommy looks like a little.
You don't got to apologize too hard. We're good.
Tommy, I'm going to make it up to you. You know how I'm going to make it up to you?
Probably in a way that I'm not going to love.
Oh, no, you'll love it.
Okay,
you will love
think.
It. Well, sort of
oh,
love
I
it.
Oh, I got it. WrestleMania next year in Nollins.
No, it is not that. I think it's better. I think it's better.
That's where it is?
Bourbon. Yep. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's right.
To New Orleans.
My promise to you is I have a friend of mine who is a Piston fan who has told me he is working on coming in for Game 7. It's tricky, though. Mm. He lives out there in California. It's a long trip. He's got a dog. It's a 50-50 proposition. If my boy cannot make it for Game 7 Saturday night, I will go and I will take Tommy Lugauer.
Wow.
We're in.
There's one slight issue.
Oh, come on, Tommy.
How could there be an issue? It's at the Garden, bro.
I'm hosting Saturday night here on WFAN.
What?
I'm hosting. I took the shift on Monday, assuming the Knicks win Game 5, at least Game 6.
Oh, my God.
So this is awkward to do this on the air, but I am hosting Saturday night. And as you know, I always put that first above everything, including, you know, whatever. That's number one priority. So I appreciate the offer, but I'm in a pickle. So I'm not sure what to do.
Mm. No, the pickle? What shift are you doing on Saturday?
I will be on after the Yankee game, assuming they play. There's weather in the forecast. Mm-hmm. So 5 p.m. till 9 p.m.
Oh,
I assume the
God.
Game will be.
Yeah, you're completely missing.
Jeez.
Dude, are you going to even watch? Are you going to, like, live watch it? I mean,
I like doing that, as you know. I don't think that's the right thing to do when
no,
games
you can.
Are.
I mean,
so,
it's,
yeah,
they
I got to figure something out.
They have broadcast rights.
I'll say this.
Oh, you're going to step up and do the shift for me? You
no,
got
no, no,
it.
No.
It's all yours, pal.
If that game is an ABC 8:30 p.m. tip-off, okay?
If it is, yeah, I got you.
I have a home setup free of charge. The company doesn't have to charge me. I will do 1 hour from 8 to 9. You can leave at 8 and get to the Garden.
Wow.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Perfect. I lead you right up to the game, essentially. And then I run out of here at 8, and Sean talks about Cam Scataboo for
That's obviously management's approval. For 1 hour, I'll help you out.
There you go.
Hey,
all right.
Dope.
All right, we're done.
So you're in a win-win situation.
All right, so tell Patrick, go kick rocks.
No. You're the backup,
No.
Said.
Get him out. Forget
we just
him.
Had this all set up for Stree Luke.
Forget Patrick.
Did you hear the way I set it up? I said, if my guy comes in, I'm taking him. He's a Piston fan. If he can't go, and it's 50-50. He's flying in from California. I don't know if he's going to make it.
Right.
If he can't make it, you're the guy. What part did I skip here?
The Knicks also have to lose.
Right.
Oh, well, that
any NBA has to pick that, you know, 5 o'clock game. Hate to tell you, Tommy. You're right.
No, they're not, but they will play at night. I hear you, but they'll be bad night.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we started together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.